chair, please. gals. Never see them running around the clubs in New York and so forth, you know. I say to the guy, I saw him once.
About that, what in the hell do they want this country to die? Do they want us to Done by it. Justice of Justice got pennies in them. And people who had made loans for political parties all over the country, white horses all over the country. I talked to John Mitchell about it, and I talked to Will Wilson about it. And this morning I called the comptroller again, and I said, now, Bill, you put out an order today and to every bank examiner, that there no longer see any report of this kind, Justice. You hold them all. Good. Now, if any question arises, you tell them you did it on my part, and that you consulted with me before you put out the order. So we said, no more such reports of justice. And I said, I'll prepare it in. We're just saying, we've held up sending in more reports of justice until we can determine what the government policy is going to be for 45 years. No lack of our conviction. Now, all of a sudden, and we've always interpreted this statute to mean that it applied to a bank that made a loan with no purpose of collecting that loan. It's like months later voted off. That's a bad debt, or an incorrect debt. That means we think the statute applies. It's never been interpreted to apply otherwise. And that's our position until we get an opinion. Our court ruling to the contrary, we're not going to make any more reports. So that's the way it is.
That's not the way the statute should apply. Everybody, political parties and divisions, everybody borrowed money from banks, university, campaigns, and campaigns borrowed huge amounts. Individuals who are a lot of people going to know.
Different Republican committees in Illinois. he says to a group at a luncheon, well, the top business leaders in Houston who borrow money.
General attitude of confidence, not all that expressed by everybody in the administration.
may be, we'll have to reinstitute a Reconstruction Finance Corporation. Or this type of government lending agency to take care of the white collar markets, would that be the most readily understood thing?
Sure.
And after all, that was a Republican agency. It wasn't a Democratic one. Got some notoriety in the group of Jesse Jones, but President Hoover started. But we have traveled a little bit in the wreck.
Let me talk to the team, Mike, about what about Arthur Burns now? Of course, he went off the reservation, a couple of other things. I mean, he speaks in a serious way here. On the one hand, so he needs influence about policy in order to avoid the inflation. On the other hand, he said we shouldn't drive interest rates down too low. Then he goes on to say that he tells the Congress not to push Social Security and pay the coalition structure, have a general revenue, and encourages Harkey to put in a bill for the purpose of reinstating the investment tax credit. Now, the point is that what we have here is a situation where he currently feels he must speak out on whole subjects. He's getting to Bill Martin used to speak out quite about the budget.
Types of areas and your affairs, and he said, I don't propose to respond.
opportunity, said, I've said too much about some of these things in other areas, and I'm not going to respond to the press. So this seems to me,
it may be an entree. I don't mind it been drawn out of his testimony more than he intended.
Well, I think
that he feels, you know, that he has to answer every question.
He does. He feels that thing. You know him much better than I do. He has a tremendous vanity.
Oh, yes.
And ego, and he just doesn't like it.
Definitely.
One, he doesn't know anything, or two, he doesn't know within his problems.
That's what they have some influence. That's exactly right.
Now, those two things, when he gets before a committee, he just says what he really intends to say.
Let me say this. First, he indicated at our last quarter head meeting that he was going to come talk to me. Obviously, I will always talk to him, but if it's necessary. I do not want to go over until we have our ducks in a row a little more and we know what we want to talk about. I was wondering if you would just have a talk with him, and maybe you should have the first talk. And then, maybe what should happen is maybe the three of us should have a talk. Let me put it this way. I think that he obviously has a burn and a choice. He doesn't, and a crack in both eyes, as they were the vanity reason. He feels that they are just his pupils, and they shouldn't be questioning the great master. I understand that. That's very clear.
And he thinks they're cutting. He thinks they're cutting.
That's right. That's correct. That's correct. So since they figure that, he does not yet think that about you.
No.
So, therefore, you have the stroke. Now the point is, it seems that if you could talk to him privately, you think this is a good plan?
Yes.
Or do you want me to get him?
No. Let me talk to him.
All right.
And I don't want to tell you what I'm going to say. I'm going to say, I've been trying to stay out of your thing. And I said, to some extent, I've gotten in it, but I've gotten in a hell of a lot less than you've gotten in mine. And just say, now, one or two things will happen. You and I are going to lock on, or you and the president are going to lock on. And if you want to maintain the independence of this Federal Reserve System, you ought to quit talking about wage and price policies and fiscal affairs. I said, not your business. I said, sure, you're knowledgeable about it, but what the hell, you're running the Federal Reserve now.
Particularly, you should, maybe he may talk about this, but if we put the whole budget by him, he agreed with the
that's perfect. He talks about monetary affairs. Fiscal affairs is business of the treasury.
That's right. Now, also, when he gets into the fiscal affairs, he gets into the business of what tax rates ought to be, whether we ought to have this or that, damn it, that's not his business.
No, it isn't.
And whether or not Social Security ought to be paid as you go or not, that is not his business.
That's correct.
You know what I mean? Social Security, it should be paid as you go, damn it. But his testimony is true.
That's right.
It got Russell Long and ready to put it in as he should on a paid as you go basis. He put it over. Now, that's all that means to us, of course, is they take out a revenue sharing, so be it. We'll have to relax and enjoy it. Damn well, we've got to go along with it.
Sure, we have to go along with
Social Security.
But we could have proposed the tax, the base, $7,809,000 this January, as well as next January. It's not that, if they hadn't opened the door for them.
Sure.
Well, I don't mind talking to him. I'll do it in the next 2 days. If he's in town, I'm sure he is.
Right.
And Mr. Burton, I'll be perfectly frank with him. And I can't be. I like him. We'll tell you.
Sure.
And but I'm just
so do I.
I'm gonna say to him that we might as well understand each other.
And the other thing is that we've also got to understand each other, I think, too. However, if he disagrees, he has this bug to the effect that the interest rate should not go down. By God, they should go down.
Well,
and the second, he's also wrong in terms of the monetary supply. Damn it, everybody except our thinks it ought to be higher. And let's just keep hitting him on that.
All right. Hell it is right now, we can't complain too much, but February's up over 14%.
For February's up, I'm sorry. But that didn't balance out the other 3
years. No, it didn't.
It still didn't come at 5%, which he promised. He promised 5% back in October or September.
Yeah. September.
Didn't he? Apparently.
Did it to me, of course, but apparently he did, because everybody says he did, and it's below that. From September up through February.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll wait for your signal, John. I'll give you a talk to him. Then, anytime you talk to him, you can say to him, be sure that we say that to him. I ought to talk to him about that. We believe that it's important that just say what you put in these terms. You, he, and I really got the fate of this economy in our hands. I said it for the whole group. But let him play with his vanity to that extent. He knows damn well it's true. And now you know, you can't embarrass the administration, you know, that's the point. And he's got to realize, I have to defend Schultz, and I've got to defend Crack, and they're my men, you know what I mean? Arthur, from his independent vantage point, can't come in just because they were younger than he is and say, they don't know anything.
Well, I will not indicate to him. I'll say to him if he asks that he will talk about it generally, but I said, you didn't actually come here. Yeah, I won't say to him, just for your guidance, for the future, I won't change this. I'm going to say to him, now, I'm coming on my own. I know that a person feels because we discussed the general subject, but I won't come see you. Because I know you've asked to see him, and I don't know when you're going to see him, but, and that's none of my business, but...
I will say, you know he wants to see you.
That's what I mean.
That's right.
And then I'm going to leave it on that basis. But my coming to him is my idea, and I'm coming, I'm going to lay him on line before he has this conversation with you. In an attempt, one, to be sure he and I have an understanding, number two, to try to be helpful, that he doesn't irritate you, boy, I'm going to clearly indicate this, that I think the president is irritated. Very, very clear. The last time we had anyone, and I said, I would rather start him. And he said, well, however, that's the way to agree.
Sir, everyone is there anytime you're ready.
All right. How high is that?
You're going.
I'll come in the other way, sir.
No, that's all right.
Right.
And let's talk to the Secretary of State, sir. He can carry the ball with the Secretary of State discussion. I'm going to hold him to an appropriate time.
All right. How are you? Hey, Romney first.
Romney first, and then the two trip reports. The Secretary of State will handle.